This is Dexter. We're going to, as usual, wait a minute or two. We'll be starting in no later than 3 minutes from now. No later from 3 minutes from now, we will be getting started. Again, this is Dexter. We'll be starting in approximately in less than 3 minutes. If you could, as usual, please email me this time at nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. Again, that's, let me make sure I got the right email. That's nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. Just let me know that you're here, that you can hear me, and we will be starting in a little, in approximately two minutes. Hi, Tim. Hi, Brian. Hi, Greg. Hi, Sonny. Welcome to the call. We'll be starting in approximately 2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes. Again, this is Dexter. We'll be starting in about a minute. If you have just joined us, if you could please email me at nerd.mastermind@gmail.com, nerd.mastermind@gmail.com, and let me know that you can hear me. I would surely, surely appreciate it. nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. Excellent. And we will be getting started in a little less than a minute, Okay, guys, let's get started. The our topic today is part three of the traffic and SEO modules, if you will. For those of you that may not have received the email or whatever, I have uploaded two of the videos. We're still in the process right now. By the time this call's over with, I would imagine it'll be done uploading. We will be uploading the RSS MASH video as well as the advanced bookmarking video. So I encourage all of you to make sure that you read that. Again, if you have technical difficulties, you can't hear me or anything like that, please email me at nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. We're going to start with some housekeeping issues. I want to talk first off to what I will call forgive me for my sins. I want everybody on this phone to realize that I am doing everything humanly possible to stay on task, on target, and perform. And for the most part, I've been able to do that. However, I'm behind on a few commitments. I'm doing a sweep through of all the manuals as well as having somebody listen to the phone calls so that tomorrow when I have a free day, which is normally my free day, is now turning into make sure that all issues are handled day. I will make sure that I perform and you guys get schedules and or material that has been promised to you. I would also ask that for those of you that have not already done so, if I've promised anything and have not given it, please just shoot me an email and let me know. So again, please forgive me for my sins. I sincerely apologize for anything that, you know, I may not have provided up till now. However, understand that I am absolutely committed to your achievement, and I think most of you realize that, and I will make sure that everything's fulfilled when we're done 2 weeks from today. I want to understand that my focus on this group and any group I deal with, specific to a masterminding environment where I get to know you specifically one-on-one, is not so much what you will need someday, but, you know, what is it that you need today? You know, focusing on the reality of the group and you as individuals, what is it you need today so that you're able to succeed as opposed to you know, what it is that's nice and cool. Such things as, I was prepared to speak to things like media buying and high-end banner placement, but the question became, what good will it ultimately be to the majority of you today? And the truth is, for the majority of this group, with the exception of possibly one, there's not a lot of practical, you know, take-home value that you'll get from it. So I'm going to be focusing in the rest of today's manual on things, specific strategies that I think that everybody can use. So again, remember to always be focusing on reality, not things that make us feel good today that we might do someday tomorrow. So as I talked about earlier, the thing I want to talk about, I've uploaded the videos. I've also uploaded a cool little bonus video on productivity, and I have another one I'm putting up tonight. Highly, highly recommend you watch it if you haven't done so. And as always, please give me some feedback if you've watched them. I understand the audio quality, as I referred to earlier in one of my emails, is a little off. That's because I had my USB unplugged, thank goodness, and I didn't do a mic check, but I had the mic on my computer on, so I was still able to get it out. Next, I will be doing, many of you have asked about the technical tools and must-have skills. I will be doing a webinar on that. We'll be covering things like landing page design, WordPress, the top 37 WordPress plugins. I'll be talking about using webinars, you know, the technical side of it as well as how to use them. You guys, because that technically falls under a strategy that I wanted to cover, whether you're on that call or not, you will receive that segment. I will upload it when I do this in 2 weeks from now. I'm going to be covering using Excite Pro or WordPress for your website development. I'll be talking about productivity tools and much, much more, the nuts and bolts, the actual usage of the tools to accomplish some of the things we've talked about. This will actually be in two formats. Well, it won't be in two formats. It'll be done two ways. I'll be sharing the skills and tools I think that I want to share with you, I think are important, and I will be asking each and all of the participants to send in questions. I will narrow those questions to the majority, and I will answer the majority, if not all, of those questions as to how to use certain tools during the phone call. I expect this to be a five-hour webinar event with a 15-minute break in between, so it'll be two and a half hour segments. With a 15-minute break, and of course, every 50 minutes, we'll take a 5-minute break. I'll be doing that again in 2 weeks. I don't know the exact date, but I've already put together a majority of the material. The cost will be anywhere from $19 to as high as $33. I want to keep it as cheap as possible because I want you guys to be able to be on it. If you're interested in this, again, this is not a sales or a money opportunity for me. It's a content producing opportunity, but if you're interested in this, please go ahead as I'm speaking, just send me an email and just say interested in nuts and bolts. Interested in nuts and bolts. If you could email me at nerd.mastermind and just let me know you're interested in that so I can get you on the list and make sure that you are a part of it. Also, I will be uploading what Seth has promised last week. That's part of on my list for tomorrow. He had promised some SEO stuff, some really good stuff. He provided some other stuff as well. I will be uploading that to the blog. Now, I will also be uploading. I was helping Tim. Congratulations, Tim. We were able to produce the skeleton of his website and get the most important plugins installed for his website today. So and Tim just said he likes nuts and bolts. So that's pretty funny. But anyway, he likes nuts, not bolts. But anyway, the bottom line is that I'll be uploading Seth's promised material, and I will also be uploading a folder that has the plugins that I recommend for WordPress. It'll have the latest versions of those plugins in the folder, so you could just FTP them right into your site if you chose to. Ongoing relationship. Again, some housekeeping stuff. I wanted to share with you guys that there will be some form, I'm not sure, for those of you that are on the call and those of you that listen later, there will be some form of ongoing mastermind out of this. I'm not sure how or what the format will be, but I would hope that, you know, 2 weeks from now is the beginning of our relationship. I consider you guys like, I guess I could say my marketing proteges or babies. So I want to see all of you successful and continue to be successful. Trying to make sure I got everything covered. So yeah, there will be some form of ongoing relationship. Now I want to move on to the review. If you guys will pull up the nerd chat cheat sheet that I've created. It's titled the Nerd Traffic Cheat Sheet. If you could make sure that's in front of your eyeballs, I would appreciate it. It's a pretty powerful one-page deal. I recommend that anything that you do from now on, that you try to condense it, any program you go through, any system you're going to create, anything you're going to be doing on a consistent basis, that you try to condense it into a one-page format. For reference as well as being able to systematize. This is what I've done here. I've essentially outlined the majority, if not everything, that we've covered in outline format up to this particular point. So the first thing on here is it talks about we covered the quick start traffic strategies. These are, in particular here, I got 13 specific strategies that you can begin to do today that's cheap, easy, and not really time-consuming to begin to drive traffic to your blog website or product website, whatever it happens to be that you're doing. First, create some killer content and have partners promote it. You can create, audio interview type programs. You can create an audio program of yourself. You can create a report that has real value that other people can give and or sell to their market in exchange for, driving their traffic to a landing page to opt into your list. Leaving comments on blogs and forums in your area or niche. Guest posting. Writing headline attention-grabbing blog posts. Linking to other people more often. Advertising on Facebook and StumbleUpon. Yes, that's a paid source, but it's extremely not expensive. $100 or less, you can drive a decent amount of traffic and obtain subscribers. Open account at blogsuccess.com. It's a buzz group, 400 or 500 people that are going to be bookmarking each other, a good free way of driving traffic. Giving away freebie courses, audios, podcasts. Offering link bait. We talked about point-based subscriber contests, where you get people getting viral. You give them, a number of points for tweeting or Facebooking or, other social type of things, and you give away a good prize. You can also make audio copies of your post if you currently have a blog or audio copies of your articles. creating free PDF reports and submitting to directories like Scribd, Kindle, and so forth. Use a pop-up opt-in. Increases opt-ins tremendously, although many people think it's annoying. Offer to trade your service in exchange for blank. Whatever you're skilled at, find the people that have your list, offer to trade your skills in exchange for them recommending their people to you. So that's, you know, just 13 quick start strategies. Now, what I've created for you next is what, you know, it's kind of a checklist for the master plan for crap loads of traffic. Okay, so this is exact. The time that I have on here, for some of you, it may be a little less. For some of you, it may be a little more. Truth be told, I'm very good at this. I can look at something because I've done it so much, and I've worked with a number of people that have done this exact same thing, that I have a relatively good grasp on how long it should take you. So what I've done is I've actually went through the checklist, and I've put time limits for how long it takes. So number one, sign up for LastPass.com. Your master key for signing up for social media, filling in forms, and remembering passwords. Time, 20 minutes with the profile creating. Profile is the actual form filling that you'll stick in things. Sign up with SocialAdder.com and create your social media accounts. Start bookmarking your main site. An hour and a half the first time, and that's maximum. Me, it took me literally probably 40 minutes. I'm just saying the absolute maximum amount of time is an hour and a half, and once you're done, every time you go to that site, it's never really more than 15 minutes. Sign up for IamAutomator.com and do the exact same thing. So right now we're submitting our main website and our main blog. The next thing is you're going to go to Pingoat and ping your main site and blog. Time, 5 minutes. From now on, if you're pinging an article or an RSS feed, 5 minutes. Download CommentKahuna.com and do your first round of blogs. Again, time, 1 hour. You commit 1 hour to it. Next, create your master list of niche influence blogs and go make quality comments on them. So that's that first list, and then going and making comments. And this list could be 30 to 50 people. Time, I put 4 hours because the actual creation of the spreadsheet of the list takes a while. And then getting used to making comments takes a little bit in the beginning. But once you get used to that and once you've created the spreadsheet, it never really should take more than an hour every time you go through and do it. Create your RSS feeds, feed and distribute it to FeedShark, RSS, Millions, RSS. Actually, that's wrong. If you guys could change that, it's RSS Micro, not MyCore, Micro, CRO.com. And then Ice Rocket. Time, literally 30 minutes. At that point, once you've registered, never takes more than 10 minutes to register an article and or a blog post. Now, set a calendar for submitting your blog. So once you've went through these steps, that's your first pass-through. Put it on your calendar for a week or two down the road to run something else, another blog post or a article through. Now, next we talk about getting the Spin Wizard and then or using Best Spinner, which is a paid, really quality program, and start writing short 300 to 400 page articles and spinning them. Time in the first for your first article, probably about 2 hours. A 300-word article literally is barely a page. So, again, not that long, 2 hours in the beginning, and it's always going to be 2 hours for every article you do. Submit your article. Use Article Submission Helper. It takes about 30 minutes max. Sign up at Article Ranks, which are blog directories, ArticleRanks.com and FreeTrafficSystem.com, and submit the article. Again, time, 1 hour. That's the first time through. I didn't mark it on there, but it should never be, after that, it should never be more than about 15 minutes. Now, set calendar for submitting an article or two every week. That's my suggestion in the beginning. Next, you go, and now we move into the Web 2.0 bookmarking, and this is a extremely powerful way of getting traffic and creating buzz and so forth about your website. You sign up at Posterous.com, you fill out their sharing sites option, and you're going to fill out about 12 to 15 different, you're going to have to sign up for 12 to different sites. In the beginning, it takes about 45 minutes. Go to Multiply.com and click the sharing function. You've already signed up for Multiply at Posterous, but you have to go there, and you'll Multiply will then shoot your blog post off to Blogger. Now, from that point forward, all you do is you email a snippet of your main site's article or blog post, and you have a click here to read more that directs them back to your main blog or main money site. That's the process. So initially, it's going to take you an hour and a half to get this done. From now on, once you've written a blog post or an article, it's literally as simple as copy and pasting the headline and the subject, copy and pasting the rest in the opening paragraph with the click-through in the body of copy, and then emailing it to Posterous, and it's done. It's over with. So again, set the calendar, put it in your system for emailing all new posts to Posterous. Now next, the videos that I covered this week is on video distribution. So you're going to create an account at tubemogul.com. You're going to upload your short first video. You tag it with keywords, a detailed description with a URL in there. I talked about it in the video, and you upload. Now, to create the accounts for sharing sites and to submit is about 1.5 hours the first time you're there, maximum 30 minutes, no more than 30 minutes. And I mean, I'm pushing it at 30 minutes. Truthfully, it shouldn't take more than 10, but 30 minutes max, depending on how many videos you're doing. If you're just doing one, it's 5 or 10 minutes, but if you're submitting 3 or 4 at a time, it might take 30 minutes. And then you're going to do the exact same thing at slideshare.com. And then finally, I recommend signing up at OnlyWire. It's another service, a little bit more complicated, but I recommend using OnlyWire. I've been using it more even since we talked last week, and I really, really like it. Seem to be getting some quick results from it, so I do recommend OnlyWire. It is free, but you can only do 300 submissions per month. Now, that seems like a lot, but when you have 30 accounts on there, and every time you submit a blog, it's 30 submissions. So, you know, that's something to think about. And they do have paid versions, which are like 10 bucks a month. Not that much. Again, onlywire.com. So, in the end, you have total time here of 15 hours. Okay? Total time, 15 hours. And then total time after, once you've done setting up all the accounts, once you're done, doing everything, I'm trying to read and do this at the exact same time, and I lost my place. Oh, once you're done doing everything, it's less than 6 hours each time you want to pass through this. So if you have, say, 2 blog posts and you're going to go pass through this that you've converted to video, then it's 6 hours at a time maximum. So again, incredible. I cannot explain to you. This is very, very, very powerful stuff, easy to do. Easy not to do. Something to think about. Now, I want to read some of the comments here. Seth is recommending a very high PR article directory that all the gurus use is www.evancarmichael.com, and he highly recommends it. So it's EvanCarmichael. EvanCarmichael.com, and I've heard of it. I haven't used it, but I will absolutely use it this week, and I will give some feedback. Now, I don't think I'll see results that quick, but I will definitely do some research on it. Although I believe 100% in what Seth is saying, I can't vouch for it, so I never vouch for something I don't know. But I think that Seth knows what he's talking about. Power of the mastermind. There's something he shared with us. Use it. So that's it. I wanted to do a quick review. You guys now have your one-page cheat sheet. You can turn this into a checklist. You could. Another thing I highly recommend you do is the first time you go through, I recommend you using Camtasia or using Jing and videotaping all of the steps you go through so that you can use those videos. So in this case, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 actual steps here, 11 steps. So you would have 11, like, 5 or 7 minute videos that you could actually turn over to somebody that you outsource it to. This could be an employee and or someone you hire to outsource to actually do this work for you. Again, just, and most importantly, create your systems folder and put those in your systems folder, those videos, and then update it as you change or add anything if you add a step. So you could put this in a system. All right, so now let's move on to this week's material. Again, what I've chose to do is focus on tactics or strategies that I believe that you guys, everything that I spoke to earlier, that I just went through is something that anybody and everybody on this phone call can and should be doing. Again, it's also very powerful and will build your business. Same thing with today. I'm going to talk about, you know, cheap paid strategies and some underground strategies for taking over your market. And we're going to start with pay-per-click. Now, pay-per-click, a lot of people, you know, are down on pay-per-click. I'll just say that I'm a huge fan of pay-per-click. I built extremely profitable and decent list, a decent size list. I won't say big because it depends on what your definition is, but I've used a lot of pay-per-click, in particular with the Nerd site and other things. When I speak on pay-per-click, understand that there is one of the things that I'm a big believer in is in, you know, is in A, modeling, so modeling strategies, but B, how does one particular strategy overlay with another one? So when I speak to pay-per-click, understand that the exact same strategies of how to design an ad and quality performance and so forth directly relates to Facebook ads and StumbleUpon ads as well. So keep that in mind. Okay, so why pay-per-click? Because it drives instant relevant traffic. So when someone is coming to the Nerd site from a pay-per-click ad, I know that they are 100% interested and ready to buy and or be on my list because, you know, they're searching for what it is that I've presented in front of them. So there's an immediate impact and no waiting. SEO and some of the stuff we just spoke on, you have a waiting period. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to wait for the momentum to build itself, and then you start to see some trickle, and then it grows upon there. And then obviously you appear on first page of Google immediately. Now, this course is about immediate action. What can I do right now, today, not tomorrow, not with a three-day $5,000 seminar? So again, when I'm speaking to pay-per-click today, I'm going to talk about the simple, a simple model that I've created for you guys that I believe can work. So what is a brain-dead, simple master strategy? Swipe and steal. The person that, you know, I'll give credit to that I stole that word from is Bill Glazer of Dan Kennedy fame. You know, he's the first I ever heard say it, and so I'll give him credit. But essentially what it is you research your competitors' keywords and ad copy ideas. If they're successful, hint, they just might be doing something right. So, in other words, if you see, you know, Evan Pagan or one of the bigger gurus or a guru in your particular niche that's doing a lot of pay-per-click and they have a certain ad that you see on a consistent basis or, for that matter, any ad you see, you can assume they're probably doing okay with that. So it's a very good thing to model. An example off of pay-per-click, or I should say outside of pay-per-click, that, you know, about the concept of modeling is what I'll call the product launch example. And what I'm speaking to there is, you know, many of us, we get caught up in buying two or three or four or five different products on product launches and how to create, you know, landing pages and so forth, when in reality, the best course on earth, and I shouldn't say this because, you know, I'm actually shooting myself in the foot because I'm trying to grow a business. But the truth be told is the best courses on earth are just modeling what successful people are doing. So if Evan or Dan or someone's doing a launch on a product, utilize a tool that will enable you. I think there's a download helper for Firefox. Download helper will record any video that's embedded on the web. Find other plugins to record videos. Save the emails. You know, create a folder for launches and then model those launches. Because ultimately, if you know what software they're using or an alternative software to create or a theme to create a page, ultimately, that's the most powerful program you can have. they can send you 17 tapes with, you know, 27 hours of information. But the truth is, if you just model what they're doing, you know, you're going to be successful. Now, always, always test. Now what I'd like you to do, if you can, is pull up the what I've created for you guys, what I've used for a long time that I got, you know, and I'd like to give credit, but I cannot remember where I received this, but I got it from somebody. It wasn't in a program or anything. It was a personal sheet that they use. But what this is an AdWords, it's an AdWords testing sheet, and it is phenomenal. If you bring it up, essentially what you do is you're going to put your headline one, headline two, headline three, your first line, your second line, and your third, your URL. And in what it does is then on the left side is it creates 9 different ads for you. And then you put actions and impressions in, say, after 2 or 3 days of testing, and then it's going to give you the suggested winning ad. This is a very, very, very powerful piece of technology, if you will. It's, I mean, yes, it's just a Excel spreadsheet, but it's extremely powerful. It does all the work, and you don't have to guess as to what ad is performing the best for you. And it just mixes and matches the different lines of content. And what you have to do, by the way, is it will mix and match the lines, and sometimes you have to go in and change the wording just a little tiny bit to make sure it's coherent. So keep that in mind. But again, this is a AdWords testing spreadsheet. Keep it and put it in your tools to use. Next, I talk about I want to speak to the key factors for improving Google's quality score. Now, there's landing page relevance, which is extremely, extremely important. Now, if you're selling dog training and your landing page has porn, you're probably not going to get a quality score. Okay, so if I'm, what I found before is I used to direct people to an offer that had like 7 different reports on it. The minute that I started, you know, speaking directly, not only to an author, but speaking directly to a particular program, so Dan Kennedy's Renegade Millionaire, Dan Kennedy's personality and copy, and directing them to the 7 best things that I learned, and that landing page was very, very specific to that offer, my quality score and therefore the cost per click dramatically decreased. Next is keyword relevancy. So how tight is the keyword? How specific is it to your ad group, to that particular landing page and offer? Ad relevancy, and then relevant and tight ad and group structure. Now, what does that mean? Group is you want to have, for instance, with the nerd site you guys are familiar with, or we could, you know, use dog. If you have a dog training or dog supplies, you would have a dog training group. You would have a dog with different ads specific to that. You would have a dog supplies group. You would have a, you know, dog X group. In my case, Dan Kennedy, Frank Kern, Evan Pagan. Whatever the case is, try to have a group for each 2 or 3 keywords, and that's it. Okay? So the main word there, what is it? It's relevancy. What is relevant? And that's the most important thing is in Google's quality score. Now you're going to see that I'm going to go completely renegade and right wing, if you will, when I talk about a specific strategy I recommend in a minute. But overall, you want to try to stay as relevant as you can. Now, how do you do that with strategy one? There's 3 schools of thought on what works. Now, here's my belief. I've been through every program. I've been to a lot of seminars. I've, you know, recently went through the 3-day AdWords mastery program that Perry Marshall did. He's the guru, if you will, in that area. His Hawaiian boot camp, I believe it was called. And, you know, lots of great information, and they have certain ways they teach. And I've also, you know, listened to or attended or spoke with some of the underground black hat type people. Here's the truth. The truth is, not one thing works for everybody, so I recommend trying at one time all 3 approaches, because I can't really say that one works or not, because for me, strategy 1 worked excellent, but strategy 3 also worked extremely, extremely well. Now, strategy 1 is extremely tight-knit groups, what I just spoke on. So Dan Kennedy, Frank Kern, or dog training, dog supplies, with no more than three to five keywords in each campaign. So each group only has 3 to 5 keywords. I've included a manual on AdWords setup. That is being uploaded right now with the video. It'll be on the site. AdWords setup, it's in one of the other traffic programs I did. It's in there somewhere. I've included the whole manual. But there's a manual. I don't have a lot of time for the technical side. And to be honest, it's not really that hard. It's the least of your worries, but I am including something for that. Now, strategy two, and this, by the way, was probably the most profitable pay-per-click strategy I used, as well as a number of other people. Ads targeting very specific competitors' names only. Now, what I mean is specific, Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy Seminars, Dan Kennedy X. So that ad group is specific to Dan Kennedy. I might have Renegade Millionaire and then some topics that he talks about in there. Renegade Time Management, Renegade, Toll Booth Marketing, specific words in that program, Personality and Copy. Again, the so very, very specific, and then long tail keywords specific to that specific word. Those particular type of campaigns worked extremely, extremely well for me. The next one, which is kind of underground strategy that I learned, I guess about 8 months ago, and it worked very, very well. I went from, at some times cost, my cost per click, sometimes I was paying $2 and $2.50 a click to where I was literally only paying 2 and 3 cents a click, but my click-through rate was very, very low. So you have to get past the, initial shock of seeing that you had, 10,000 impressions but only 100 click-throughs. But overall, this strategy is very, very effective, and I absolutely recommend it. So how do you do it? You have the first off, you're going to be using the, and I also recommend both in that you always test both areas. You're going to use Google's backdoor, which is banner ads, and it places them on their content network. Content network is blogs and websites that accept banner ads. Okay. Now there is a higher level strategy with this. You can actually search out. But you have to know that they accept it. You can search out very specific blogs that you want to be placed on, and you can provide a list of those sites inside of your campaign and only be placed on certain blogs. In the beginning, I recommend that you just do it for keywords and that you just place it based on keywords. So you need to have different sizes. You need to be creative. You need to be provocative. And most importantly, in my opinion, is colorful. Now, here's two simple examples, right to the point, looking for a beautiful Asian bride. I mean, what a great headline, join for free, very simple. You got Joe Smo and his new Asian bride. Over the side is kind of an example of, another totally different example based on charity and those charity services where you give your car to. It's kind of a rating service. Find out more. Those are, you have different sizes. So here's the first thing you do in this strategy. The first thing you do is you're going to go to a site. You're going to compile an incredibly huge list with a site called Wordzee.com. It's Wordze, and you'll see on page 4 that I've provided a screenshot of what that website looks like. It costs a few bucks, but you're going to generate an incredibly huge list of keywords. So here's the exact steps. You go to Wordzee, you get the free 30-day trial. From the home tab, you're going to click the search toolbar, the binocular icon. You're going to enter the phrase you want to search for. Now, you check the box, by the way, that filters out adult gambling and drug content. And then you're going to do a fuzzy match search style. And if you don't get a lot of results at first, you come back to this page and check the use synonyms box. Now, at the bottom of the list, you click Save All, X amount of words, and then you're going to click Download. Now, you're literally going to be shocked at the number of keywords, if you put in, a keyword like you know, direct mail marketing or local online marketing or social media marketing. I mean, you'd just be shocked at the number of keywords. Now you're going to go back up to the top. You're going to click dig on one of the keywords to expand the list even more. From the download manager, you're going to click view. You're going to go back to the list, and you're going to repeat it on other keywords. Now, I suggest now you might have a list of 2,000 keywords, so you're just going to kind of scan it, click on words that seem the most relevant to you, and then once your digs are complete, you're going to go down and you're going to download that list. Now, I've put in here a simple formula for you to create really good banner ads. I use Photoshop, but you can use GIMP, G-I-M-P. For those of you that may not be aware of what that is, you can use GIMP to create your ads. So your ads should have bold colors, images that catch attention, and then you're going to test both ugly ads and pretty ads. Now, I believe it was Ryan Dice in his 43 split test, which is a really good program, said that ugly ads outperform. Now, what's an ugly ad? An ugly ad is just, you know, maybe a headline with some text. It doesn't have a lot of graphics and so forth. I've had mixed results myself, but I suggest you test both of them to see what works in your market. And most importantly, in my opinion, the absolute most important thing is that you have a strong call to action and very specific. Click here to receive your free 48-page report. Click here to receive your free 20-minute business building consultation. Okay, so that's important. Now, headlines are important. I provide a link for Copyblogger for Tensure Fire Headline Formulas at Work. I don't believe in recreating the wheel. I believe in modeling excellence. Now, I've provided for you the standard banner sizes. For every ad, I suggest you have one of each of those. Now, here is the next step. It's technical. I'm not going to go through this, but essentially what I have is I have a step-by-step formula for creating a banner. Okay, that's what that is for you there, as well as getting some Photoshop. Photos from iStock Photo. Now, the next page, if you go to the next page, we're going to talk specific to, and I have a more in-depth user manual that I'm going to be uploading. But this is your basic strategy specific to this type of campaign for how you create the campaign. You go to Google AdWords. You're going to sign up through one of your email accounts. Now, we talked before about vouchers. Tim, and I'm trying to think of who else recently signed up for HostGator. If you go to HostGator, HostGator has a free, right in the left-hand column, they have a free $100 voucher. So $100 for free, there's no catches to it, you just have to call in, and then they kind of try to sell you on whatever, and you tell them no, and they give you the $100 voucher. Okay, there's a bunch of vouchers like that out there. So again, you go to the campaign tab, you click a new campaign, you enter the campaign name, you choose your location and language, you use defaults for networks and devices, so you just use their defaults, you keep manual bidding for clicks, you set your budget, whatever that is. I recommend, if let's say you had that $100, I recommend you set it at $20 a day for 5 days. So $20 a day over the course of 5 days. You click save, so spread it out if you can. You click save and continue. Now you set the ad group name, you choose your image ad, you copy and paste your keywords. So this is going, now understand it only takes 2,000 words at a time. So you might have to create multiple ad groups and post, 2,000 at a time. Now I know that sounds like a lot, okay? And for some people, that 2,000 may be 400, okay? Whatever it is, whether it's 10,000 or 400, you might have to post it in one group, you might have to post it in five groups. And then you set the max cost per click to 2 to 4 cents. And then you lower the bid one cent after a few days to 1 to 3 cents. You click the save ad group, you upload your banner ad, you enter your display and destination URLs, and then you're done. So here's what I can tell you. Me personally, I was very, very skeptical at best about this strategy. And my partner pushed and pushed, because he's easily sold, pushed and pushed for me to try it. I just didn't think it would work. It absolutely worked. We had very low click-through rates. We had a much higher level of people that unsubscribed from our list. But in the end, the cost per lead was dramatically lower, and to where before, when I'm doing very specific targeted ads, my opt out, so if someone opt ins, for every 10 people I had, I would keep 8 of them. In this particular case, for every 10 people I had, I'd only keep about 4 of them. But the cost for those 4 people was actually lower than the cost for the 8 people that I got the other route. So again, it was very, very successful for me. Okay, so here's how to create killer regular pay-per-click ads. So the ads that people see when they go to the search function and they're looking for you. There's first off, always remember relevancy. Try to be as relevant as you possibly can. And here's some basic stuff I just threw in there. Stop paying for Dan Kennedy seminars. So in this case, it could be stop whatever. Think about the hurt in your market, the thing that's cut through the clutter and receive my personal notes at a fraction of, it should say a fraction of the cost, but I put a dollar fraction because of word limitation. And then www.freedankennedyreport.com. Next, you have the shock and awe ad. Now, these are all borrowed. Everybody borrows them. I see these names across various different traffic programs, have no clue where it started. But the bottom line is you have the shock and awe ad. So is your business failing? Quit fooling yourself and get on the right track with our free report, www.rebuildmybusiness.com. Now, I recommend that you have, you can go into your hosting account, create an unlimited number of sub as well as just regular domains. So if you just have to buy the name. If you're going to have a complete separate name, you have to buy the name. But you can always have an unlimited amount of subdomains. So it could be Dan Kennedy Report, free Dan Kennedy Report dot my note taking nerd. I can do as many of those as I want, as well as you can. Now, if you wanted to, you want to try to keep the relevancy in the actual URL if possible too. And then you have the storytelling ad. A Nevada man turns business around with easy system for gaining access to the best best marketing information. Nevada.nv.man.business.turnaround.com. Just simple examples. So those are three types of ads that you can use for pay-per-click. All right, so we have been going here for 45 minutes now. I need some water. I'm going to take a break, a 5-minute break right now. And while I'm doing that, I encourage you to get up, to stretch, to disengage, and also take just 20 seconds to, I realize I'm going fast, and I'm going fast because I want to get through this the best that I can. Just give me some feedback on what and if you've learned anything up to this point, and if you're enjoying the content, I would appreciate some quick feedback. nerd.mastermind@gmail.com, nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. 5-minute break, guys. I'll be right back with you. We'll move into the next set of strategies. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to give it 20 seconds here before we get started again. I am back. Tim, if you could send me an email real quick, let me know you hear me. One challenge with teleseminars, I never like to assume people hear me. Sometimes the mute doesn't unmute or whatever the case is, but if someone could just quickly send me an email and let me know you hear me fine, we will get started. nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. Alrighty, so let's get started. Alright, first off, I want to share a resource that Seth has shared with us, and that is, it's a open source free program that's supposed to be very much like Photoshop. It's called paint.net. He recommends that you just Google search after you install it, and you look for the paint.net PSD plugin, and you're set. So step one, you go to paint.net. Step two, you Google paint.net PSD plugin. PSD plugin. So you do those two things, and I guess it's a really good alternative to Photoshop. I've only used Photoshop, so I don't know myself. But again, I'm sure this is an excellent resource. Tim had asked me to bring up, which is true, during our coaching call this afternoon, we talked about using Market Samurai. You can use Google keywords. You can use a number of the online free services as well. It's not going to be as good, but Market Samurai or a similar tool to research your competitors' keywords, which fits right into the strategy of pay-per-click we talked about. Let's see here. Steve talked about the propaganda of hearing that pay-per-click is dead. That's just total BS, in my opinion. And I mean, it's absolutely BS. I mean, if you believe that, then you believe Google is going to be dead tomorrow. And try to explain to me how their revenue continues to increase quarter over quarter over quarter when that's a huge portion of their income. So again, I just the one thing I can't stress enough. If you notice, in going back through what we just spoke about, simple, easy to do. Do not overcomplicate this stuff. Just do it. Once you see some results, see, when I first started, I've always been a doer. With pay-per-click, I wanted to know one thing. I wanted to know, how do I sign up, and then how do I place the ad? That's all I wanted to know. I didn't give a crap about, quality, relevancy. I didn't care about any of that stuff. The bottom line for me is that I wanted to get out. I wanted to test. I wanted to see how it works. And I just threw together some quick ads. And truthfully, I was lucky in that I was successful right from the beginning with pay-per-click. But the bottom line, thing I'm trying to get across here is that you want to be able to utilize pay-per-click, but most importantly, do it in, model these three types of ads. Get in there, create the ads, and just, try it. Once your website's up, once it's going, or for those of you that, have it going, utilize those free vouchers. Don't use the excuse of you need more time or you need money, because neither is a logical excuse to get started. So, strategy two. We spoke about this. I wanted to talk about it. Just, I spoke to it. I didn't speak... I want to go a little bit more in depth, and that's ad swaps. Now, where do you find them? You directly that's my timer. One second, let me make sure it's off, folks. And great. Okay, ad swaps. The forums and direct contact. It's really simple. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to look for people that have lists like you. The thing that I didn't speak to the other day that I think is important is that you look for those newbie type of people that get it. In other words, you see a site, and you can just see from the site that this guy gets it. His design, his opt-in, the way he writes, it tells you, and there's a bunch of these people. You can find them in the Warrior Forum, and you just search for, you know, different keywords, and you'll see these newbie sites. But what you have to realize is, you know, for this guy, he might only have a list of 100 or 200 or 300 people. But here's the power. The power is, if he's new and he's doing good marketing, and you know he's got a list that's similar to, you know, your type of people you're looking for, you're going to get anywhere from 25 to 50% of his list to opt into yours. So if you do that exchange where you have 100 or 200 people and then he has 100 or 200 people, well, you're both going to instantly, you know, increase your list by 30 to 50%. And if you do that over and over and over again, there's a lot of power in it. Now, don't spam your list. Make the people offer something of extreme value. In other words, if they just have a generic landing page, this is what I do. If they have a generic landing page that, you know, they direct all people to, I tell them the only way I'll do it, I say my list, I believe, is much better, and I'm sure a lot of people will say this, but I have the stats to prove it. I'm really going to look out for my list. So I believe my list is much higher or better quality than most people, and therefore I want you to have a specific offer to my people. I want your landing page to mention me. I want it to say, you know, thanks for coming. You were sent by Dexter, and Dexter has asked me to offer you this free gift, and I want it to be something unique, different than you've done before, and of really good value. So again, you're going to, bottom line is, compile a list of those C and D level players that are on the fringe of potential stardom that have, you know, those smaller lists. That's where you're going to see really, really high level of response from those particular like a list. And you can literally grow your business from the very beginning. Those are also the type of people that are really good to respond for trading services. So, you know, if you don't have a list, and if you don't have a list, but yet you're really good at SEO, or you're really good, for instance, like Seth at backlinking, you know, you could contact a number of those people and say, you know what, I will submit your site to 30. I have these different directories I belong to, and I, you know, and you provide a service that maybe takes you, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 hours to do, and in exchange they do a mailing for you. So don't let the lack of list stop you. Trade the service in exchange for the mailing, and tell them, I will provide the service first, I will show you the backlinks, and once that's done, our agreement is that you will do the mailing. Okay, so again, I just wanted to dig in a little bit more there. I cannot explain to you how important that is. The next strategy that I want to talk about is pre-selling, or what I call, and I believe other people call, the perpetual mini launch. This is a strategy you're going to see a lot of on the Nerd site. And before I move into that, there was a question, a great question. And for anybody, please email. I do look every now and then at the email. Steve said, do you give them your list, or do you send their message to your list? Correct. Never give your list away, ever. No exception. Zero exception to that. They mail your thing to their list. You know, they just do a broadcast to their list, a time broadcast. You do the same for them. So my answer is absolutely never do that. Never give access to your list to anybody. So coming back to pre-selling or the perpetual mini launch, this is a strategy that, you know, when we finally get 2.0 of the Nerd site going, which, by the way, this has been a crazy, crazy week. One of the things I'll be adding to my blogging program that I recommend each and every one of you do is add a form of, you know, a security plugin on your website. Now, I happen to be a target because I'm a renegade in what I do that the average person isn't. But I did, you know, we had an incredible attack this week. It was, you know, rather substantial. What they do is they come in through different links and so forth, or security breaches within WordPress itself, or your cPanel or your hosting company. And in this particular case, in 2 days, they were using an Ajax link. I guess it's easy to go that way. I'm learning a little bit more about it. But in 2 days, they were going through three different links, and on those links there was 36,000 clicks. So they estimate there had to be a team of people. It was impossible for one to do it. There had to be a team of people that were in there trying to get this hacked. And so, you know, it was substantial. I've learned from it. Still got a lot of problems on the back end we're dealing with. But lesson learned for you guys is try to get a there's like WordPress Secure, I believe. There's a bunch of free, just type in security or firewall into the WordPress search option in your admin or anything else you do. Just try to have some basic security there. Most of you won't have the issues I've had, but for just to be able to sleep better at night, think about that. Okay, so pre-selling, perpetual mini launch. We're going to be doing this with a lot of our future nerd reports and programs and so forth. What is it? It's a systemized process for releasing products. So it's, you see it every day in launches, but what you're, you know, when I talk about perpetual, I'm talking about doing this for virtually every product you release, for, you know, everything that you do. If you have a, if you can, you know, if you can create different products or different ebooks and so forth, or you know, just using this for a one-time thing is fine as well. But you have your earlier, you say, you know, you send out an email list, you say, I'm going to be releasing this product. If you'd like to be on the early bird list, I'm going to provide for you, just like Evan did with Self-Made Wealth recently and everybody else does on a broader base. You're going to release and give to them for joining the list your first free video in PDF. Now, the thing I recommend is every single time they want to move on and go to the next level, so they get that video, they get the PDF, there's an immediate opt-in for the next video, and they have to sign up again. Again, it's that commitment and consistency that we're looking for that moves them along the path of least resistance to selling. So you repeat this a maximum of four times, on average three. It could be as little as two. You know, you could just have an opt-in, get this free video and free PDF, and then opt-in, and in 3 days I'm going to send you this, and then eventually you're just directing them to the early bird sign up for the sales page, and you try to do an offer at least every 3 months this way. Follow good launches. You know, like I said earlier, record them with the Download Helper plugin for Firefox. There should be similar plugins, if not the same plugin, for other browsers. But, you know, utilize that resource. It's very, very powerful, and much more, you can learn much more from these launches than you'll ever learn in the majority of the, quote, launch programs. Use Facebook comments. Now, that's a plugin where it's Facebook-style comments. People are familiar with it, and, you know, and then it's 'cause you want to get, so you have your video up top. The formula is you have that video up top, and then you have the click here, you know, enter your email address, and the button to get the next video, and then below that video you have your Facebook style comments where people can comment on, you know, the video that you release there. So what are we doing? What's our goal with this perpetual launch, these mini launches? Our goal is to put them in the buying mindset before we buy. It's that simple, okay? It's that simple. Do not overcomplicate this. Now, some tools to use, or what I'll call Kajabi alternatives. Kajabi is a program that Mike Koenig's put out, which is, it's a decent program, but, you know, it's definitely, in my opinion, not worth $249 a month. If you want a Kajabi alternative, if you want the every, you know, nut, bolt, and whistle that comes with Kajabi, and in my opinion, even better, I recommend you go look at a tool. It's called Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N, Fusion HQ, Fusion Headquarters, capital H, capital Q, FusionHQ.com. You have to get on the list. They only release it so often. Very, very good piece of software that I'm using. As far as an alternative that's very, very powerful, I'll tell you what to do with these later, I mean in just a second, but as far as a tools to use, okay, Optimize Press, I think I spoke about it before. I'm still going to provide for you guys a discount code that you can utilize. Full price on that, though, is only $99. What Optimize Press will allow you to do is you can create these really nice, slick-looking pages that are very presentable, that have the Facebook-like comments, that have your order button. They have the format already there, as well as it's already set up, where you just post in your AWeber code, and it's set up to drip the videos, and to, all you do is you create your two or three videos, you place them in the sales page, and you drag and drop the sequence in which they're going to go out. It's that simple. You can use OptimizePress, which is a theme for WordPress, and it's very, very good. I know a number of people that utilize that love it, including me. for videos, I recommend another source you could use is Easy Video Player. It should say 2. It's Easy Video Player 2, the number 2. Easy Video Player does basically the same thing. OptimizePress is a little bit more. Easy Video Player, you can pretty much only do video with opt-in or, download now button. OptimizePress enables you to go a step further and actually have a sales letter below, and it's got built-in sales letter templates that are very good with all of your graphics and so forth. And then the cheapest is WordPress. You just type in WordPress Squeeze Place templates. Let me give you an example of one that I consider to be the best. So the resource I don't have on here again was FusionHQ.com, and another one is as far as the cheapest avenue that's going to cost you like $30 or $40 max is, I think, I'm sorry guys, Hot Video Squeeze Templates. Hot Video Squeeze Templates. Not sure if that's a URL, but that is the name of it. You can Google it and find it. And there's a number of those style of things, and they're just themes for WordPress, and all of them are very, very good. All of them are very good. The only difference is you can't sequence them. You have to create all the pages, and then you have to kind of do the behind-the-scenes work by yourself as opposed to having it automated. So the perpetual launch concept, again, the way I recommend doing it, you create 3 videos, each video speaking to a very specific topic in detail, where you're giving that really good freeline content to your market. Include with it a PDF, a summary. It could be a 1 or 2 page PDF summary of what you're teaching in that video. On that page, you have the immediate opt-in for the next video. So, when you're done with the video, and that's the power of OptimizePress, by the way, is you can fade that in. So, at the end of the video, it says now, you'll see this button that pops up or this opt-in page. Now you can opt in for X, whatever X is, and that opt-in box appears, just like the magic appearing button you'll see in a lot of the launches. And, that appears, and they opt in for the second video. Same for the second one, same for the third one, and then you send the offer for the actual product you're selling. So, again, perpetual launch. Next strategy is Facebook profiles and fan pages. You're going to see us. I've done this in other niches and partnerships I've been in and so forth. I'm going to be doing it with the Nerd Site. I'm going to be doing a lot with this, and you're going to see this very, very soon. if people would quit hacking my website, then I could spend more time doing this, less time handling hacks. I'm considering actually just hiring somebody to do that because it's way too stressful for me and way too time-consuming, and it seems as though I spoke to actually one of the, I'll mention his name, I spoke to Harlan Kilstein, who is a kind of a fringe guru, if you will, wasn't even a huge fan prior to this initial hack, but he jumped in and helped me a lot, and he pretty much said I could expect to get hacked once every 2 or 3 months, once every 6 months, they're going to find a way in, so I'm going to have to find a way to deal with that without being stressed and incredibly time consuming. But that being the case, I will be utilizing this particular strategy I'm about to talk about. So why do people go to Facebook? They're bored. So our objective with Facebook is to show them how not to be bored. Not the way I've currently been using Facebook, by the way, which is just auto-posting. I really don't even know Facebook exists because I just happen to have it auto-posted from AWeber and so forth. But how I'm going to be using it, how I've used it in other niches, and how I recommend you use it is what I call building superfans blueprint. So you first off, find a domain name that deals with either being bored, or something your market hates. So high-end marketing strategies for free. Evan Pagan seminar notes for free. Dan Kennedy seminar notes for free. These are the type of URLs that I will have. You know, things that people hate. If you're in the health industry, Tim, IHateBeingFat.com. IHateFillingX.com. Whatever it is. IHateSocialMedia.com. I'm confused about SocialMedia.com. So the pains in your market, try to have specific URLs that you'll be linking back to from Facebook. Now, you don't have to do that. It's just I've seen other people utilize it in a way that the response rates seem to be higher when you have specific URLs like that. You can just use your blog or your site. Okay, so one, set up the Facebook fan page and you link that to the URL that you created, the URL you have. You create a logo, you know, high contrast, you know, catchy, brandable. You get fans. Now, how do you get fans? You utilize the share button. You find other fan pages in your particular niche. I've gotten tons of traffic and a lot of customers from the Evan Pagan fan group that's not even Evan Pagan's on Facebook. find other people that have your people and promote to that page. Try to buy ads on that page through the network. Don't pay for clicks. Remember this, pay for impressions. Don't pay for clicks, pay for impressions, and you have that option in Facebook. So find the people that have your customers, go out there, get active, start liking their stuff, and those people will start in turn, because it's a viral social atmosphere, they'll start doing that. So build relationships and monetize. Update status often with questions. A call to action with the like button. So tell people to post their scores, capture emails when they go to your site, make updates often with offers. Now, going through that in a simplistic manner, question format in Facebook is incredibly powerful. Don't always make it a business question. If it's your site is going to focus on like, for instance, we're going to do a number of different fan sites with the Nerd Site built around concepts and or people. So if it's built around productivity, then the question would be specific to a tool. So has anybody ever used this tool? What's been your experience with it? So get interaction like that. If it's specific to a guy or an author, Dan Kennedy, has anybody listened to this program? Give me your feedback on what you learned. So specific to that. And again, find a way to have a lead capture mechanism when they actually like and or go from someone else's site to yours. Niche splintering is the example I just gave you. Who else likes? I might, on my main website, I might post a "Who else likes Dan Kennedy?" question, and then I'll have a direct link to the Facebook fan page I set up for the Dan Kennedy group, so the Nerd Dan Kennedy fan page, and then I'll do Kennedy only offers on that page. Eventually, I expect to have 20 or 30 of these niche specific fan pages. So niche specific fan page, and if you think outside of the box, believe me, you can find a way. It does not matter what you're doing to do this. In your case, for instance, Tim, who's dealing with ex-military people that want to get in shape. I mean, you could deal with the different, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. You could deal with, maybe it's, current, a lot of those people are police officers or, prison personnel, so you can niche it in a number of different ways. So you can only have 5,000 members. When you reach that, you've got to trim the fat, so you trim out the low users. Very simple. And another big strategy I've seen used is giving group morale. So give officer titles to many of the group members. Now they feel like it's their duty to promote. So if the guy's very active, like we're going to have some active people over there, and I'm guessing one or two of you on this call today will be them. The bottom line is, by giving you a title as a moderator and giving you certain controls, well, now I've gotten you to buy in even more, spread the word more and stay active on the website. So that's that again, that's a very, very powerful tactic to use. Now, right here I'm throwing in, we're not done, but this is a bonus strategy, and it's very, very. So that's it for Facebook fan pages, a simple yet powerful strategy and way of using it. This bonus strategy is what's called the piggyback. Now, when a product or someone is hot, so you have a product that's just being released and or someone's hot, you can use any and all of the strategies we talked about above. So you can write an article, a blog post, a bookmark, pay-per-click, and you can offer. So, for instance, Self-Made Wealth just came out. I could do it two ways. I could release articles and or I could do a pay-per-click offer two ways. I could say the seven things, get my free report on the seven things I learned from Self-Made Wealth. And, of course, I'm directing them to a download page. They get the offer, and they get an immediate offer for my notes for Self-Made Wealth. I could do the five cheap alternatives to the Self-Made Wealth program, and then I could list four other books and or programs that are much cheaper that have the same type of information. Say in the fitness or Tim's area, maybe they have fitness boot camps, and I could go in and I could do a pay-per-click campaign, an article, and or a blog on the three different boot camp alternatives. And of course, one of those alternatives is what I do. Same thing with when I said the five self-made wealth alternatives. One of them is what I do. So again, this is the piggyback. You're directing them to a very specific landing page for the name capture. Very, very, very effective. Just piggybacking, and you could do that local if you're a local consultant. You could target, find all the other consultants that may have your potential customers, other marketing consultants. Utilize their names. Business management people that may have your potential customers. Anything that's in your area of expertise, that has a relative likeness to your area that you're teaching, they're going to have your same customers. Find a way to piggyback what they're doing. So if they offer, say, a specific program in your local area, or your region or whatever it happens to be, then what you can do is say, four alternatives to Joe Smo's, Incredible Business Boot Camp. And then, you could list three other people in the area as well as yourself. And then the pay-per-click could be do not buy from Joe. Now, it's perfectly legal to do it. You're not going to make a lot of friends, but it's very effective. Do not buy from Joe until you've seen this free report. You direct them to a landing page, and then you're giving away a free report on X, whatever it is. So again, that's a piggyback strategy. Very, very, very effective. Okay, strategy five we're going to talk about today is the Twitter list building. I've talked about this before, but again, I think it's I wanted to go into more detail, and I just think it's an incredibly powerful strategy. I now have, I think, 19,000 followers. I get, it's not much, but I get, 10 or 20 people that sign up, every day or on a consistent basis through Twitter alone, just through the Twitter link. But there's a very specific way you need to do it. Now, before I get into here, let me give you some examples of how to build a Twitter list rather quickly. I'm going to give you both the manual white hat way, and I'm going to give you the black hat way, because I would be a although I'm not going to openly endorse it, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't share the tools that I use. The manual way, you get on search directories like Twello.com, or you get on the actual search directory within Twitter itself. You find people with like-minded list of people such as yourselves. It could be local or national, doesn't matter. And then you go in and you start following those people. Once you follow them, ton of them have auto-follow features that automatically follow you back so you are instantly on their list. Remember, Twitter's not a social hangout. It's not a marketing hangout. So, you know, people are not going to Twitter. You know, they don't go to Twitter and type in, find notes for Dan Kennedy. They're going to look for Kim, you know, see what Kim Kardashian doing, what Britney's up to, what Brad Pitt's doing, what Joe from high school is doing. So don't be the downer. Don't be the guy that, you know, barges into the party and yells cops, okay? You have to realize what this market is. So back to, you know, the manual way, you can manually follow people. The other way is the automation software. Automation software that I recommend, there's two of them. One is called TweetAdder. Is it TweetAdder? TweetAttacks. TweetAttacks. And it's tweetattacks.com, I believe. And then the other one is Hummingbird. And you just type in Hummingbird Twitter software in Google, because I think it's a little bit different than Hummingbird.com. So there's Hummingbird and TweetAttacks. I've tested a number of them. I consider those two to be the best. Essentially, what that does is it's the same thing you do manually. You're going to find a guy that has your list. You go to his followers, and you auto-follow all of his followers, and they in turn end up following you. Now, understand that you're not going to have a incredibly responsive list, but the truth of it, you know, unless you can hire someone full-time to interact with people on Twitter, you can't really be effective with Twitter anyway. So I prefer the shotgun approach, and that has worked relatively well for me. So utilizing those softwares, you can literally go from 0 to 10,000 followers in less than 2 months. Less than 2 months, 10,000 or more followers. Very easy. And that's an absolute guarantee. So again, your main purpose, back to that, so that's how you get the followers. Once you do it, your main purpose on Twitter is to get virally retweeted. Now, how do you do this? I use Twitterbox by mixing in fun and pleasure. On the blog, if you go to the blog, if you type in the search button for Twitter blocks, I'm sure many of you have already seen it. I actually have a video up there for how I do this. But the bottom line is I do blocks 4 times a day with 5 segments. Those segments are something that's hot, you know, and trending. So I might send out a tweet about, check out this new thing Apple released. Something might be celebrity, and then I have a celebrity-based. You know, look what Lindsay Lohan's done today, or Lindsay Lohan just got put in jail. Check this out. That's a link to TMZ. And then I'll have one or two very personal things, you know, just something off the top of my head like I put there, tweet about how you're doing a colon cleanse and recommend that they go check out someone's blog. Now, that sounds disgusting or wrong, but guess what? That's what friends do. You know, they talk about what they're doing. So it could be something as raw as that, or something as simple as, you know, I'm at the grocery store and I saw X. Or I'm at the grocery store, and if you live near Albertsons, then this is on sale. You know, something similar like that. So two of those things, and then I have one sales messagey thing, and it's never to an actual sales page. It's directing people to a free report or something of that thing. So how do you build the list? You find a person in your market. Two powerful ways to build the list. You send them, first off, to a Twitter landing page. It's never a salesy landing page. It's personable. You tell your story and why they want to know more about you. If you look at page 12, the last page here, you will see my actual landing page, one of them, for Twitter. This is specific to Twitter. The actual book on the right side is Twitter-based, and everything on here, it immediately says, "Hello, Twitter fan. Thanks for clicking on our link on Twitter. Let me tell you a little bit about us," and it goes through and tells them a little bit about us, and it has this vague offer over there, but it's not blatant, okay? And it's just, you know, I encourage you to sign up for a free report, and all you have to do is put your name and email in there. Again, it's not a sales offer. I'm just trying to get them on my list. Now, another way to do it is send them to a video. Give them something free with a link in that for a free item. So in other words, you Twitter them to go to your video that's on YouTube about X. So if you're, you know, let's say it was Tim, and you're tweeting and you're saying, okay, hey, go check out my new video on YouTube. I'm going to show you 17 ways to do push-ups that you've never thought about before. And it's you doing, you know, these weird exercises, whatever it happens to be. And at the end of that video, you have a link that says, by the way, if you'd like my free report on X, go here. And they click on it, and it goes to a landing page to give them something free, okay? You can send them to blog posts as long as they're not salesy, okay? I recommend that as well, so sending to blog posts. So, all right, guys, we're an hour and a half into this. I've shared with you, again, some more traffic strategies. I can assure you, no matter how many shiny objects come your way, I can absolutely assure you that if you utilize that cheat sheet I gave you, go through that steps, the Web 2.0 steps, if you go through that specific thing and you utilize just these five strategies that I've shared today, you will be successful and you can build from there. So at this point, what I would like to do is I would like to invite anybody with any specific questions to, rather than having you chime in at this point, I'm going to go ahead and, if you'll send me any questions you have about traffic strategies, it doesn't have to be about anything we talked about, any traffic strategy question you have relating to what we already talked about or something we haven't talked about, please email me now to nerd.mastermind@gmail.com, nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. Any traffic strategy questions, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'll be back with you guys in 90 seconds. 90 seconds. Please email some questions if you have them. If you don't, you don't. But email any traffic questions, and for that matter, really any question you have, but email the questions, nerd.mastermind, and I'll be right back with you in 90 seconds. All right, guys, I'm back. I'm not seeing any questions, so I can only assume, all right. What's the difference between clicks? Actually, I'm going to go ahead and bring you in here, Tim, so I can get a clear. Tim, if you would please, go ahead and unmute yourself, hit star, I believe it's star six. Yes, you are. Tim, now go ahead and tell me, what was that question? I'm not quite understanding it.
Earlier in the section, I didn't mark the section, but you said you never pay for clicks, only pay for impressions.
On Facebook.
What's an impression versus what's a click?
Okay, a click is they actually click on the ad. An impression is the number of impressions where that ad shows up. So you follow what I'm saying? Facebook tends to have a high click rate, but not click through rate. So I recommend paying for impressions because your overall cost is going to be much cheaper that way. just because it's not, you know, Facebook is a curiosity place to begin with. So, you know, and there, and people's selling mechanisms down, you know, they just click on things. So I don't recommend paying for clicks. I recommend paying for impressions, and you have the option with them. Okay.
Great. That's the answer to my question. Thank you.
All right, go ahead and unmute yourself. You know what, let's just do it this way. Go ahead, Seth. Seth, if you could unmute yourself, please. Star 6.
Hey, Dex.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
Go ahead and give me your question.
All right. I think it was probably close to 2 years ago now I'd gotten involved with, it was a really good program. It was an online network marketing program that they had a specific landing page that they set everyone joined up with. It was called Carbon Copy Pro, which they were marketing a high level financial program called it slipped my mind right now, it doesn't really matter, but I had not canceled all of my things, but I had stopped doing any AdWords because I was sending it to my specific landing page. I had not created my own website yet. And so I was sending it to the factory one that they gave us, which, you know, was the same one for everybody, but, you know, you, of course, had your own things, your own specific name attached to the website. And I received a funny email one time it said it was from Google, and it said it was this was about the time when everyone was getting slapped and that they were canceling my account. Well, I've been able to log in ever since, and I haven't actually tried setting up accounts yet since then, but people said that it's very obvious when you get, you know, you get slapped and you're banned that you can't get it. I've been able to set things up, and I haven't had anything to really set a campaign up for since then. But I just was curious if you'd heard from anybody in your networking and people.
Yeah, they're going to email you. They're going to email you. It's not going to say we're thinking. First off, you got hit by what's called an opportunity spammer. Essentially, if you had replied to that email, they're probably going to offer you some type of paid solution. All right. In other words, you can solve this by sending us money. It's essentially a scam. All right.
Okay.
So you have to be careful with that type of stuff. If Google closes your account, they don't say, hey, you know, come to this bad boy intervention class, and then, you know, we'll decide if we're going to close it. They investigate, and they close your account. They don't, you know, there's not an in-between time where they, you know, warn you. You know, it's not like, you know, they're going to close your account. That's it. You're just not going to be able to log in. You're going to be frustrated as hell because you might have money on there. They're going to tell you to get screwed, and it's, you know, never an easy process to get back on. So the bottom line is if you get Google slapped, you get shut down, you're going to know it. If someone emails you, just understand that, you know, 95% of the time, if it's something similar to we might be shutting you down, it's some form of a scam. And what they do is they target. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It seemed very professionally done, as if it was really coming to them, which of course could come from anybody. But when I log into my account, I mean, everything's available. It says set up new account, and I went back in, and I wasn't active at the time, so I had no ad running for, and it was probably for a couple months that I hadn't. So, then I was just quite confused when I received the email, and then all of a sudden I could log in, I could set up new accounts, and I never placed any of them as an active status. But it just seemed odd to me that I wasn't completely, like you said, shut out and, you know, said, you are no longer allowed to log in here, blah, 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 blah. So,
well, here's the thing. You know, you were attached to, like, MLM, multi-level marketing, which is the opportunity market, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they know that the opportunity market in general is that there are certain types of buyers, all right? They're buyers, and they're avid consumption. They consume a lot. Mm-hmm. So what these people will do is, and I've heard about this before, and I don't know if this was the case with you, but it sounds very familiar, is that had you replied and had they replied back, they basically would have tried to get you on the phone, and they would have said, hey, look, you know, I understand you made a rookie mistake, but, you know, to solve this, you could do it two ways, and they're going to have the jump through 900 hoops way of manual work, or if you want, you can pay and go through our three-day certification course, but it costs us much money. And they're going to try to get you to pay for this course that really doesn't exist because they're in Africa somewhere, and you're just sending your money to PayPal in Africa. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So that's pretty much what I had thought, but I wasn't sure because, it seems so legit. I never did reply to try and, you know, so I didn't get a response of, hey, go through the course, but now I can see exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that and I don't know that you know, is what it was. One thing I would recommend is don't make that assumption. If you're going to do pay-per-click campaigns, when you're going to start again, call Google, do a chat online, whatever, and don't say, I think I was banned. Just say, hey, back when I was doing some pay-per-click, I got a really weird email, and it turns out that I'm pretty sure it was a scam, but I want to make sure I have no issues with you guys. And they're pretty, you know, 99%, they're going to say, yeah, I see nothing in here, and then you're fine. But at least check it out first. Okay?
Yeah.
So you have any more? Have I answered it properly?
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Okay,
thanks.
Great. Now I'm going to go ahead and star six yourself, Seth. Steve is asking the question, so what is the cause or brings on the Google slap? Many marketers have been banned for life. You know, banning for life, you know, essentially it's, you know, just complete scam or no relevance to what it is you're doing. So you're finding, you know, just a weird, slimy way to get people to go somewhere and it ends up being a porn site or vice versa. So, you know, if you have a complete message to market that's completely, you know, an offshoot, you know, the message to market has no match whatsoever. That generally will do it. The funky way of getting people to the penis enhancement pills, that type of stuff. I'm of the belief that Google slap is as much myth as it is truth. Yes, it exists, but as marketers, we use it a lot to, you know, as a scare tactic to get you to buy more. And again, one of those things I probably shouldn't be telling you, you know, but truth be told, it's as much myth as it is reality. And there's some people that would probably punch me in the head for saying that because they actually believe it. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't exist because it absolutely does. I'm just saying the chances of you getting banned for any extended period of time is very minimal. As long as you're, you know, staying relevant, as long as, you know, your ad is relevant to the page they're going to. So, you know, if I have an ad that's selling, you know, my Dan Kennedy reports and they go to my page and I never offer that or I have no reference to that and it's just something that's, you know, I'm sending them to a, you know, even if I'm, you know, I could get in trouble if it's even something similar to, you know, that's just not similar, then I'm going to get in trouble, okay? Marlon Sanders, Steve says, was banned for life. He sells, I'm familiar with Marlon, information marketers, how to write ebooks, SEO tools, banned for life. Well, I mean, look, if he tries to tell you he got banned for life for nothing, he's lying. None of us really know. I mean, he had to do something. They don't just randomly say you're banned for the fun of it. Truth be told, I mean, he did something tricky, sneaky, or misleading that was very blatant, or there's no way you're getting banned with that, just, you know, with poor, innocent me, look at me, you know, the big guy took us down again. I just don't believe in that. I don't believe it exists. I don't believe it happens. And I believe people that try to sell us on the concept that it does, it's a scare tactic. And did he get banned for life? Absolutely. Do I believe he did nothing? No. He had to do something. I don't know what it was. So again, answer your question, Steve, is, you know, just stay relevant. Just always remember that term. Stay relevant. Make sure that your ads and your landing pages add up together. Make sure that, you know, if you're offering a free Facebook, how to dominate Facebook report, although your main site is a local marketing consultant, you're probably better off directing them to the Facebook, you know, get your free Facebook report landing page as opposed to your main site. So, you know, just stay relevant. Hope that answers your question, Steve. I really don't have a whole lot more to add to it. Anybody else have any questions? I'm going to wait a minute here, and we're going to talk about, you know, what our next step is. So I'm going to wait a minute. Any questions? I'll wait. You can type them in if you have any. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about next steps. Next Thursday is our copywriting, which is going to be very, very good. Nerdtude's going to be on. I consider him to be world-class copywriter. I'm going to be sending you guys some stuff that is proprietary that, you know, he's done that you've never seen, because none of his really good work's ever been on the Nerd site, will be in the future, just because, again, it was hobby, not business. But very, very good, very well studied, and extremely good copywriter. And we're going to be going over entire complete process, but most importantly, templates for, you know, how you lay in, you know, certain aspects of copywriting into template format that you can do over and over again. We have scheduled consults that we will be doing. Again, I just ask that you complete tasks that are asked. You guys know that I have given a tremendous amount of my time to you guys, and I'm grateful in doing so. I know that I'm going to achieve my results, you know, by helping you guys be successful, and that can only happen if you follow through with what's promised, and me as well. And I'm going to make sure that I get everything promised to you guys. And then we have our Immersion Sunday, which is that next Sunday, depending on group vote, we may decide to move that to the following Sunday. I'm deciding whether to do that or not, to give time between last call and Immersion Sunday. That's where we join together for four separate two-hour blocks over the course of a day, and we do Q&A format to reevaluate and rediscover some of the tactics, strategies we talked about, and I'll be sharing new information as well. So with that, I have not received any more questions. I'm going to assume that we don't have any more. I hope that you guys have enjoyed and appreciate the information that I've shared. I've went through a lot of work to bring to you guys information that I not only found that I know is incredibly powerful, but is very specific to this group and you as individuals. You guys will have the rest of the videos uploaded, as promised, later tonight, or some should be up now. And then this call will be up sometime tomorrow. And as always, thank you very much for your time. I always use that because I think time is all we have, and it's the greatest gift we can give one another. And I appreciate your time and allowing me to be your teacher, mentor, coach, whatever you want to call me. And I would appreciate, as I always do, I know it's a pain in the butt sometimes, but if you will take just a minute or 90 seconds and send me some feedback on this call as an overall, just some feedback on the call, I sure would appreciate it. nerd.mastermind@gmail.com, nerd.mastermind@gmail.com. Send me an email, please do, and I will talk to you guys soon. I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.